Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be an old friend, John Scully, ladies and gentlemen. John's agreed to come back and share some other ideas with us from his book in the future. His new book is called Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. And as you know, he's the former CEO of Pepsi, former CEO of Apple. He's now an investor and an entrepreneur himself, has been now for 20-something years. John, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your time. We talked in the previous segment. One of the things you talk about that really speaks to small business owners out here on Main Street is the importance of being adaptable, of being adaptive. And you talked about you have the four examples: the adaptive innovator, the adaptive corporation. We talked about those in the last segment. The other two, though, that I want you to talk about a little bit now, is what you call the adaptive middle class and the adaptive millennials. Talk to us about what you mean when you want when you say the middle class needs to be adaptive.
Well, Jim, if you look back on our history as a nation, our success has always been driven by the middle class contribution to the prosperity of
right.
our economy.
Right.
And yet we have politicians today who have failed to take notice of that part of our history and have said the role of our leaders is to redistribute the prosperity of the economy to the middle class and not expect them to be the contributors that they have in the past.
President Obama is going to say exactly that tonight in his State of the Union speech.
I know, and it's
very
troubling. Unfortunately, it's not a message that I think resonates with anybody who has been an entrepreneur or has been in the middle class as a contributor to the economy. The reality is that the middle class can take control of their future contributions to the economy, and it starts with the important role that entrepreneurs can have. Big corporations, big government, they do not create jobs, in spite of what the administration may say. The jobs are being created by the small companies. The small companies are Main Street economy, mm-hmm. the market you talk about.
Yep.
And the middle class economy is going to be shaped by how successful small business is able to go and take advantage of many of the new innovations in technology we have and adaptive innovators to the opportunities to scan the landscape, look for ways to serve the market, the customers who are so important, in ways that are cheaper, faster, better products. And this is what we've always done. We've been
right.
successful as an economy.
Well, and you also talk about how work is going to be in the future with regard to the middle class. That's going to change a lot, how we work.
It's going to change in many important ways. For example, we now see that there are about 34 million people who work part-time, and many of them are working from home. Working remotely, and that number is expected to double by the early 2020s. You know, so that would be over 60 million people would be working, not necessarily in, you know, the kind of offices or workplaces that
right.
they have today. And that's all enabled by the kinds of technologies we have. You know, not just the internet, but particularly the growth of mobility.
Well, and then that brings us to the next innovative group that you talk about, which are the millennials. They're going to drive what you just described exponentially, aren't they? Because of the way they look at the world and at the workplace.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that none of what I'm talking about with technology is innovation to them, because they never knew a world
right.
that did before that. So to them, it's just kind of what was there when they were born and grew up. And that's a very different mindset. Their brains are hardwired differently than older people like me. The second thing is that they think about their future differently. The job prospects when they graduate from college are not as good as they were a generation ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having to become innovative. They're having to join startup companies. They're having to consider to be contractors, the types of jobs that just weren't recognized as being significant maybe a generation ago. And the important thing, Jim, is that these millennials are saying we do not need to keep score on our success by what we own. But that's going to change
our consumer society, isn't it?
It is. It doesn't mean it's going away. It just means it's going to change.
It's going to change. It's
why you see so many successful new companies. Let's take Airbnb. That's the ability to go and rent a room when you need somebody's house.
Yep.
That's been a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely changed personal hospitality. Well, you don't own the place. You just rent it when you need it.
That's an example.
You don't own the car. You just rent it when you need it.
And there are going to be more of those. John, unfortunately, we've run out of time. What a great visit. Thank you so much for sharing your ideas. Congratulations on your new book, Moonshot. Will you come back soon and talk to us some more about this?
I will. And you can go to Amazon.com. We have an audio book, e-book, and in hardcover.
So check it out there, folks, at Amazon. Moonshot by John Sculley. He'll be back another day. I promise. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.